none but the hungry heart. 529. Christocentric. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2, verse 5. Just whose side are we on? The enemy who would occupy us with ourselves, or the Comforter who would occupy us with the risen Lord Jesus? The spirit of death, or the spirit of life in Christ Jesus? Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? Romans 6:16. If we have only learned the Lord at our own side, the tendency is to be occupied with ourselves, or to seek to be an object of consideration. Whereas if we have been led by the Spirit to his side, his interests and concerns will singularly occupy us. The natural inclination is to make oneself the centre of everything passing. How it pains or cheers oneself, even musing on oneself, as if one were one solitary object for the sunshine or the cloud to rest on. If I am a hero or a martyr to myself, I look at and regard divine things as they suit my thinking about myself, and not as answering to what he is thinking of me. I am confining the Lord to myself, instead of rising up and seeing myself lost in him, and then following him in all the greatness and blessedness of his work and ways down here. We may love as Jonathan and follow as Ruth, but until we know that we are united to the Lord Jesus Christ in glory, we will not be free enough from our own interests to take up his. Who made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. Philippians 2, verse 7.